Live All for God. The podcast from www.allforgod.co.uk. Living for Him 100% 24/7 365.
Well, hello folks, and welcome back to the 2nd June All for God podcast.
Hello there. So Andrew, do you know what's happening in today's podcast?
Indeed I do. You are interviewing the exclusive RPM, and Compass are coming back to interview you.
And do you know who the exclusive RPM are?
A Christian band from Bradford with about 40 members in it.
That's quite a lot. Do you think we should kick things off by playing some of their music?
Nah.
Well, luckily for the listeners, I'm in charge here, not you, so here's RPM with Give My All.
So I've got a couple of guys from the band RPM with me today, so could you just introduce yourselves, please?
Yeah, hi there, my name's Jock.
And I'm Mike.
Well, first of all, you're in the band RPM. How did that get started? Where did that come from?
RPM's the band of our church, of our youth ministry in the church. We come from the Abundant Life Church in sunny Bradford in Yorkshire in the north of England. And basically, RPM started, we are the youth band of our local church, if you like, and we started about 7 or 8 years ago, and there was only 3 or 4 of us, and now we've grown to a team of about 40 musicians. So literally when you see the band sort of on the road or somewhere, that's probably just a small portion of the ministry that's actually going on back home in Bradford.
Your actual music style, there's quite a mix there. How would you describe it all?
We don't have one musical style. We have lots of styles, lots of tastes, all moulded into one. Our primary reason that we exist is to worship God and to get help kids and the youth of this generation encounter God through music. So whether that be a slow worship song with an acoustic guitar, or whether that's kind of chugging away as a kind of heavy rock, either way, as long as it helps people encounter God, that's kind of what we do.
Okay, I just want to talk about some of the themes that get brought up in your songs. Now, your latest album, it's called Give My All. What does that mean to you as a band?
Basically, that comes from the fact that for me, I believe that, you know, if we as young people and just as people in general actually just, you know, gave everything we are to God, just gave our whole lives in worship to Him, then, you know, we'd see amazing things happen. I believe that so many young people around our world and in our, you know, Christians now that are just so locked up and just so, you know, just living an average, living a good life, but there's a great life to live because when we give God our everything, He takes it and does the stuff that we can't do. He takes it on to the next level and just does something amazing with it. So really, it's a cry of just, you know, let's just surrender everything we are to God. Let's lay down our own dreams and our own agendas and start living for God. And the truth of that we sing in the bridge, the revolution starts in me, the revolution starts with you and me referring to God. And that's the idea that, you know, if we really want to see a change in our nation, if we really want to see a change in Northern Ireland, that, you know, then young people need to start rising up and being that change for God, basically.
And then on your song Addicted to Jesus, you sing, "You're my obsession, I won't hide it, no I won't fight it, because I'm addicted to Jesus." And you probably sing it quite a lot better than that, but but how can people get to the point of being totally unswayably hooked on Jesus?
Well, in today's culture, in society these days, a lot of the youth kind of get exposed to drink and drugs, and we know that there's a better alternative to that, and that's Jesus, and we use the term addicted because, I mean, a lot of people say, oh, I'm addicted to this, I'm addicted to that, but at the end of the day, we're hooked on Jesus, and we really pray that through that song, people can understand that there is a better thing, better life than to you know, get hooked on drugs and hooked on drink, and they can just surrender their life to Christ and, you know, they can get help themselves.
One of the things that comes across in quite a few of your songs is the urgency just to get the word of Jesus out onto the streets. And how do you as a band do that, and how can we as people listening to your songs be inspired to do that?
Well, like I say, we're part of a youth ministry back in Bradford, so it's not about our band, it's about what we do as a local church, essentially. And as a local church, we do a lot of things in our community, as we believe in the power of the local church, and the local church can then influence their communities. So wherever you're at, whether you're in Northern Ireland or England, Scotland, Wales, wherever, as long as you're serving your community and, you know, loving your neighbour, just as Christ loves them, it's like we can make a real big change in this nation, and that's what it's all about, just helping the next person. It's not necessarily going to India and helping a child on the streets, it's just about turning to the person next to you, your ex-neighbour, the person you see every day, and just, you know, sharing Christ's love with them.
On your song, Why We Live, there's the line, I'm sick of talking about it, it's time for some action. And have you any thoughts on practical actions then that people could take after listening to your songs?
Yeah, I think like Mike said, it's just the everyday thing. Things that, you know, being in your school, taking action in your school, and that might not look like, you know, standing up and asking to take an assembly to, you know, tell everybody about your faith. It could just be buying lunch for the person next to you in the queue, and, you know, they get freaked out. It's like, why are you doing that? And you say, you know, I'm just want to bless your world, sort of thing. And just that kindness, it's talking to that person that nobody ever talks to at school, befriending that. The people that are lonely and hurting in your world, you know, it's like Mike says, it's just simple things, but I believe that there's so much more to come out of young people that often we think we need permission, and we need you know, we need some kind of approval, or we need some huge word from God to go out and make a difference for God. But actually, God's waiting for us. Yeah. You know, God, it says in Chronicles that God's eyes range throughout the earth looking to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. And I believe that as we show our commitment, and God looks at our lives and strengthens us to do more as we step out in faith, that he gets into action. So in every way, every day, we should all be putting our faith into action in some ways, and that can just start with really small, simple things.
Mm. And then musically, is there any one particular group or band person that's had a big influence on you? Or?
No, like I say, there's lots of bands that we listen to, but there's definitely not one band, because We don't copy anybody, but everyone has their influences and stuff. But there's definitely not one band. We all love music. We've got a passion for music and a passion for God, and together that's how we get our sound.
Yeah, our sound is very much like a representative sound of our youth ministry. It's what our youth ministry sounds and looks like at any given time. It's not based around another band. There's some great bands out there happening, but we want to represent what's happening in our youth ministry in Bradford, England, what God is doing at Rock Nations there. So if anybody wants to come and check it out, they can always check out our website there, www.rocknations.com, or go straight to the RPM Live MySpace. And of course, we have an amazing summer conference called Rock Nations, which is in August as well. You can find out more about that on our website and stuff.
And there's some podcasts that people can get, isn't there?
Yeah, Rock Nations is not only the website and not only a conference. It's a movement of young people trying to change their culture for Christ, and that incorporates TV programs, podcasting, radio shows. You know, the full work. So definitely get on there, rocknations.com. Check it out.
Thanks very much. And just finally, have you any ideas what the future holds for the band? Or?
Just more of the same, really, to be honest. Like I said, you know, we're just part of the local church. We're just trying to grow our youth ministry where we are, and God's really blessing us and giving us great opportunities. The future's really bright because we've got so many great young musicians and young worship leaders coming through in the ranks. We've got worship leaders that are 14, 15 years old, some amazing drummers in the young teens. So I just know, you know, as we move on, you know, they'll come on and bring things to the next level as well. So it's just really exciting, and our heart is just to see more and more young people rising up all over our nation and other nations, you know, playing relevant music, leading worship in a relevant way that reaches their generation where it's at. So I just see that's going to spring up all around our country and the nations, and hopefully we can be a key part of that.
Great, thank you very much.
Yep.
That was RPM. You should definitely check out their music. You can get it on iTunes or in your local Christian bookshop. And now, Compass, who we interviewed last time on the Off Your God podcast, are back. And this time, they're interviewing me.
Hey, this is Compass. We're going to have an interview now with the guy, Peter. And he works for All For God website. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm 17. I'm in Lower Sixth in my school, Wallace. Don't know if you know the equivalent in Norway, but it's the second last year of school. Last summer, I started up the website, just really had a bit of free time. Been writing some articles for school, SU. I thought maybe other people would be interested in reading them, so set up the website. Then by about Christmas time, it started getting hits from people around the world, which was pretty awesome, because hadn't done a lot of promotion or anything for it, and then it really just has grown from there a lot.
That's really cool to hear. So what's your dream and purpose about the page?
Well, the main focus of the site was to encourage people who were Christians to stand out more and do more, because in Northern Ireland there's a lot of people who would call themselves Christians and would go to church and all, but then they'd be on a Sunday, they'd be Christians, and the rest of their life they'd just be pretty ordinary. They wouldn't be doing anything to show that they were Christians. So it's just really to encourage teens to do something extraordinary, to reach out. And also with the forum, to provide support for people who maybe had questions or needed prayer. And then we've sort of branched out a bit.
What's your favourite football team?
Man United. Ronaldo all the way.
Hallelujah.
Do you like cake?
Yeah, good chocolate cake.
Do you like ice cream?
Yeah.
What's your favourite ice cream?
Ben and Jerry's.
So when it comes to fish and chips, are you a heavy eater?
But once a month.
That's good. I like fish and chips. Yeah. So I was just wondering, how's life over here in Ireland when it's just raining all the time?
It can get a bit dull. We do have the odd bit of sunshine. It's not all rain. Yeah. There's quite a lot happening in Ireland at the moment. It's a lot of new growth and building. Recovering a lot from the troubles, so it's quite exciting.
It was so nice to have you here, Peter, and good luck with your job, and stay cool. God bless you. And that was John at compasssound.com, and next week I'm going to talk about marriage and what do people think about marriage. Yeah, that's next week. Bye.
Brought to you by www.allforgod.co.uk.
Well, sadly that's all we've got time for in this edition of the All For God podcast. We'll be back with another podcast some stage during July, so make sure you get subscribed if you're not already subscribed so you don't miss out on that. And keep checking www.allforgod.co.uk in the meantime for lots of Christian teaching articles to challenge and inspire you in your walk with God. The music used in this podcast is taken from the RPM album Give My All and is used with permission. You can buy the album on iTunes for only $7.99. Thank you for listening.